3.7, the job interview. You may remember I've already commented on the fact that your goal when you're looking for a job really isn't to get the job, it's to get the interview. I know that sounds strange, and you have every right to disagree with it or think I'm nuts, but let me tell you why. When you apply for a position and you get the interview, that means you've already accomplished the hardest part, just getting to be heard, getting to be seen. It means you've beat out 95%, 97%, 98% of all other applicants, depending on how many there are. And just to get that interview is a real success. So take some pressure off of yourself, even before going in. You've actually already won. At the very least, you'll have a chance to make an impact, to make a contact. That attorney might know someone else that's looking for a paralegal eventually, and even if you don't get the job, maybe it was a very close second. I can't tell you how many times we've heard the story where a firm will hire someone and then realize they've made a mistake very quickly, let that person go and go back and revisit one of their previous interviewees. And we've heard that story many times. So just take some pressure off yourself once you get the interview. So when you have the interview, the other thing I really want to stress is go in as loose as you can, very serious, very enthusiastic, very professional, but you want to kind of give the impression or the have the aura of someone who will be fun to be around, or not fun, maybe nice to be around, pleasant to be around. That attorney is going to have to spend more waking hours with you than he or she does with the wife and kids, or the husband and kids. So even if the attorney isn't consciously thinking it, that's a big part of getting hired, is being someone who the attorney likes to be around, as well as somebody who's competent to do their jobs. And that's a big deal. We also recommend that you take your client file folder once you've at least gotten well through the program and there are documents in there, take that in with you and show the attorney, or be prepared to show the attorney what you can do. At some point, that attorney's going to ask you, what do you bring to this job? And you can say, this is what I bring to the job. And especially if you've kept your indexes up, if it's sharp, if it's neat, that's a big deal for a law firm, because sloppy files are a hazard in a law firm. A lot of lawyers are not very good at keeping their files, and unfortunately, a lot of paralegals aren't either. I learned very quickly, Pat Smith had great files. An attorney could tell a file belonged to Pat Smith, that she was the paralegal on that case, just by looking at the outside of the file and being able to tell how neat it was, how organized it was with all the tabs and everything, the indexes in order. So it's a big deal to keep it organized, and the attorney will notice that. And also, especially after you've completed all of your written assignments with the discovery, the motions, the briefs, the attorney may say to you what attorneys have said to many of our graduates: I can't believe a paralegal wrote this.